Okay. Okay. Unukut to the City of Iqaluit, Tungatsukiti to the City of Iqaluit, Council Meeting Number 10. Thank you for joining online, Councillor, and thank you to our interpreters this evening, Andrew and Litia. We have two amendments to, oh, sorry, I haven't done one of these in a while. We'll start this meeting with a moment of silence. Okay, thank you. We've got two amendments to our agenda this evening. So tonight we're going to remove item 1A, the appeal of the cleanup order. The tenant or the resident has brought the property into compliance, which is great. We love to hear that. So no need for the appeal anymore. And unfortunately, our RCMP delegation is not able to be here with us today. So we will also be removing item 4B from the agenda. With those amendments, can we get an adoption of the agenda? Councillor Gluckart moves. Alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty seconds. Comments or questions to the agenda this evening? Seeing none, all in favor? Unanimous in-house. And Councillor Matshazi? You're on mute. Testing. Maybe if you're in favor, you can just raise your hand. Okay, in favor. Thank you very much. Is unanimous. So we will move on to our second item, which will be City Council meeting minutes for meeting number 9. Are there any questions or comments on the minutes? Seeing none, motion to approve the minutes. Councillor Gluckart moves. Alternate Deputy Mayor seconds. Comments, questions, once again, seeing none, all in favor. Unanimous in-house and online. Thank you. Do we have any declarations of interest this evening? Alternate Deputy Mayor, please go ahead.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. On item 8, bylaws A and B, I declare a conflict.
Okay, that is noted. Thank you very much. Okay, we will move on to item number 4, which is delegations. So we have Larissa McDonald from Judo Nunavut here with us to speak. So when it turns green, you can go right ahead.
Good evening. My name is Larissa McDonald, and I am a parent volunteer and board member from Judo Nunavut. And I'm here this evening to ask that Council support a community event and initiative by Judo Nunavut. The idea is to use the curling rink on September 12th for a table sale, craft fair, rummage sale. This event would allow Iqaluit residents to gather. It would welcome new Nunavut Arctic College students to town. It would provide artists, families, and vendors an opportunity to sell goods. For Judo Nunavut, it will provide our very small organization a chance to get ahead of fundraising before other community groups or sports teams also start fundraising. So I'm here to ask Council if you will be able to provide and consider that Judo Nunavut be granted the opportunity to use the curling rink free of charge on September 12th. And the ideal time for the event is 11 to 3 with some time before and after for setup and takedown. Kuyanimi.
Thank you very much, Larissa. So that'll be a decision on that will come up on number 10, new business.
Thank you.
So we'll see you back there shortly. Okay. There are no awards or recognitions tonight, so we're going to move on to councillor statements. I have one, so I will start, if that's okay with everybody. I want to begin by acknowledging the serious dog attack reported on the evening of August 24th involving a child here in Iqaluit. My thoughts are with the child and their family. I also recognize the concern that this incident has caused across our community and on social media. Last night, the Iqaluit RCMP received report of a dog attack near Hunter's Market. RCMP has spoken directly with the child and their family and is continuing to work with the victim to confirm the precise location of the incident and identify the dog and its owner. As a city, we take incidents like this very seriously. While the investigation continues, it is important that we distinguish verified facts from assumptions. At this point, the city cannot yet confirm whether the dog was loose, tied, confined, or otherwise under someone's control. The exact location and ownership of the dog also remain unconfirmed. RCMP is the lead agency on this file, and the city's acting chief enforcement officer has been meeting with the RCMP to review the available information, coordinate next steps, and determine what further municipal action is required. Administration and municipal enforcement are reviewing the information received by city dispatch and the subsequent contacts from RCMP and public health. To reassure the public of our commitment regarding animal control, I'd like to provide municipal enforcement's animal control activity for July and August from 2026 to date. During this period, the city's received 16 dog-at-large complaints, impounded 11 dogs, 7 of which were returned to owners, 3 were adopted, and 1 was destroyed. Officers also made 21 proactive attempts to capture dogs. In addition, 2 dog bite incidents were reported and investigated. This incident is a serious reminder that responsible pet ownership is a shared community responsibility. The city's responsible pet ownership bylaw places public safety at the center of animal regulation. Every owner must ensure that their dog is properly identified, securely confined or restrained, and under control in public. These basic steps protect children, neighbors, visitors, other animals, and the dogs themselves from harm. Furthermore, I wish to remind the public not to approach any animal that is unfamiliar to you, whether tied on or at large. I encourage residents to report urgent animal control concerns promptly and to provide the most specific firsthand information as possible, including the location, a description of the animal, the direction it traveled, and any known owner information. Clear and timely information helps municipal enforcement respond effectively. As a reminder, to report any incidents like this, the reminder for the number for city dispatch is 979-5650. Administration and municipal enforcement will continue working with the RCMP and public health to determine the appropriate next steps. Because RCMP remains the lead agency, the city will avoid speculation and will provide council and the public with updates where more verified information is available. As a council, we must continue supporting effective enforcement, public education, humane animal care, and clear communication. I ask every pet owner to do their part. License and identify your animal. Keep it safely secured. Train it and maintain control in public. And act immediately if it goes missing. If you know that your dog is dangerous or has the potential to be dangerous, put up signs or consider muzzling your dog when outside. Responsible ownership is one of the most direct ways we can prevent harm and keep Iqaluit safe. Councillor Glucard, please go ahead.
No, Deputy Mayor Smith, and thank you for that statement. It's very serious, a very serious matter. My thoughts are with the young girl and her family, and I really wish her a very speedy recovery, a healthy recovery, and that she gets the support that she needs moving forward in terms of confidence and being able to walk the streets with her friends, and especially with school fast approaching for the new school year. I'm wishing her well. Another thing, an exciting note, is big congratulations to the 2026 bowhead whale hunters in successfully capturing the bowhead. It sounds like this whole week was this whole weekend was filled with very, very happy Iqlumiut, and I'm really grateful and excited to see, like, we had also Inuit women involved in this hunt. And I'm really glad that, you know, they worked collaboratively, and it was a long week, but they came out successful. My last statement of the night is a little bit more serious. I wanted to highlight the serious and hurtful impact that drinking and driving has. Last week, a very, very dear friend of mine was very lucky to be able to walk away, with not much broken, but a very scary experience to have had, especially coming home from a hunting trip with his family. Thankfully, he had expressed, thankfully his kids weren't in the vehicle with him, but to have experienced a head-on collision due to drinking and driving of the other individual, I think it's time, not I think, but I know it's time that this community really try to take a more holistic approach to tackling drinking and driving in our community. It is going to take a whole community to tackle this, helping each other, our friends and family, hold each other accountable, encourage them not to drink and drive, take keys away, encourage them, give them taxi money or whatever can be done. But Daima, it's like, my friend is so lucky that he was able to walk away. The next person may not be so very lucky. And how many times do we have to continue to experience this before something serious happens? It happens way too often. And I know it's going to take more than, you know, enforcement patrol, RCMP. It is going to take an entire community to do this together and hold each other accountable and support one another in not drinking and driving.
Thank you very much for that, Councillor Lukak. Councillor Kuno, please go ahead.
Thank you, Chairperson, Deputy Mayor Smith. I want to say, although she mentioned, Mr. Luca already mentioned, I also want to recognize the ones that Bowhead hunted, and it was a 43-footer. And people and Inuit were really happy when they catch that. And especially our mayor, as he was the captain. And this is the third time that they had caught a bowhead. I am very grateful and happy for them. And this second one is today. We had a meeting at the HAAS. Mayor Ava delegated me to attend the meeting. And at the meeting regarding the Apex dock, they were meeting about it. And they established a small committee, one from the government, and they also want a representative from the city. As I cannot approve this alone, and I want to bring this on the table as to who you represent, want to be a representative down at the HGA small committee.
Councillor Kunuk, I think this was a request to add that to a future agenda item. Okay, perfect. Thank you. And alternate Deputy Mayor Flaherty, please go ahead.
Deputy Mayor Smith.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. I want to mention three items. First one was already mentioned about dogs and how important it is. I am hopeful that the person that got attacked is all right. And when I was working beside my house, A dog entered my garage when it was open. It was a husky dog. They are also loose, more than one have been loose. If they can be man and or the owners and also owners of the dog team to make sure that their dogs are leashed, I think this would be a good idea to practice, because I was thankful as I was entering. The dog was right there. We also have to monitor as Iqaluit as residents regarding that. As Aluka mentioned earlier, it's very true. I also wanted to say, as Iqaluit residents today, this is happening more frequent, drinking and driving, as Iqaluit residents. I think we have to come up with something as to how we can stop this and not just talk about it as a city council or Iqaluit residents. There should be a solution as to work together and work on this together. As is evident every day or at the during the week or at the end of the weekend, there are vehicles that have been tipped on the side, and it's evident that they are drinking and driving vehicles. Let's not just be vocal on this and not just wait and just start to act on it. And the second one is, as Iqaluit, we are in a risk situation because there are hard drugs that are erecting, and every day we see in our roads SCMP holding their weapons and stopping vehicles. And also we witness on the roads fighting. And I also witness myself, a person stabbing themselves more than once. And I have seen that more than once in a week. And it is a result of the hard drugs. As Iqaluit residents, we have to stop this. We have to stand up on it and not just sit and not just hear about it. We have to take action. Let's not just wait on the SAMP, not just wait for that person to be dealt with. Especially these hard drugs that are coming to our communities, and I'm sure it's not going to stop. And those that sell this hard drug, they are in a public housing, and this will have to be considered and dealt with by the housing association for those that are selling drugs in their homes. And also, it is just continuing, and it will be continuing that drugs are coming to Iqaluit. And even though they are found out and know who they are, they just are released. These are happening in Iqaluit. Iqaluit is a big city, and the population is growing. And there are people coming to Iqaluit, and we are the route from south to other communities, and a lot of people come through Iqaluit. We have to come up with a solution as a Iqaluit resident and say enough, because they are not supposed to be selling illegal drugs in our communities. Either we have a rally and expose exposed as Hollywood residents that we are against it and we don't want to see it. If we don't take action, it will be continuing. It's becoming worse and worse daily, every week. And we hear the RCMP have extra work on themselves. And they go hardship, difficult times. They go through dangerous times when they're working. As Iqaluit residents, we have to help more. I wanted to say this because it is very important. It has to be stopped. This is what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, we will move on to, there's no deferred items, so we'll move on to item number 8, which is bylaws. So I'll just give a moment for our colleague to leave the room for these next two items. Okay, so for bylaws, we have first reading of bylaw number 1037, which is a land disposal bylaw for lot 23, block 215, plan 4915, and lot 3, block 249, plan 4949. There is no questions or comment on first reading, so just looking for a motion. Councillor Glukark moves. Councillor Kunuk seconds. Any comments or questions on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor? Unanimous in-house and online. Councillor Matshazi. In favor. Thank you very much. Okay, and second reading for the same bylaw, bylaw number 1037 again. Councillor Glukark moves. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Kunuk seconds. Thank you. You can ask comments make comments and ask questions on second reading. Does anyone have any comments or questions? Seeing none, all in favor? Unanimous in-house and online? In favor, unanimous all around. Thank you very much. Just give a moment for our colleague to join us again. Thank you very much, sir. Okay, with that, we'll move on to item number 10, which is new business and is the request for decision for Judo Nunavut. So that will be Breton McNeil presenting. Please go ahead, Breton.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith, and good evening, everybody. Following up on Larissa's presentation, Judo Nunavut is seeking approval to waive the facility rental fees for the curling rink on September 12th from 11 to 3 p.m., valued at approximately $600. This event will help support fundraising events throughout the year. Staff's recommendation is to support Judo Nunavut for this event and to approve waiving the facility rental fees. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Breton. Any comments or questions for Breton or the delegation? Seeing none, Councillor Glukark moves. Was that a second, Alternate Deputy Mayor? Alternate Deputy Mayor seconds. Once again, comments, questions? Seeing none, all in favor? Unanimous in-house and online, in favor. Thank you very much. The next is committee reports. Normally, for this, I would be sitting in a chair down there. So I can either switch chairs and give the report and someone takes the chair, or I can read it and you guys have to do the motions and the seconding. So, yeah, okay. Awesome. Okay, so this is the report for the Governance and Priorities Committee of the Whole, meeting number 5. For item GP26-43, the committee recommends that council approve as per the report. Councillor Gluckart moves. Councillor Kunnuk seconds. Questions, comments? Seeing none, all in favor? Unanimous in-house and online. Thank you very much. For item GP26-44, the committee recommends that council approves the development permit and survey sketch as per the report. Councillor Gluckart moves. Councillor Kunnuk seconds. Comments and questions? Seeing none, all in favor? Unanimous in-house and online. Thank you very much. For item GP26-45, the committee recommends that council approve the survey sketch as per the report. Councillor Gluckart moves. Councillor Kunnuk seconds. Comments, questions? Seeing none, all in favor? Unanimous in-house and online. Thank you very much. Item GP26-46. The committee recommends that council direct staff to explore options to disseminate in-camera documents electronically. Councillor Gluckart moves. Alternate Deputy Mayor seconds. Comments, questions? Oh. All good. Okay. All in favor? Unanimous all around. Thank you, everybody. And last item on the report is item GP26-47. The committee recommends that council direct staff to prepare a scope of work and budget for a multi-year bylaw review process. Councillor Gluckart moves. Alternate Deputy Mayor seconds. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor? Unanimous in-house and online. Thank you, everybody. Our last item is just a correspondence item, which is an information item, but if anyone has any comments on it, it's from Caribou Cabs on public safety related to rock throwing at the cabs by kids. Okay, I'm not seeing any comments. I do want to reiterate to all the children who tune into public council, city council meetings, I'm sure there's an abundance of you, but to their parents specifically, you know, this behavior it's unacceptable. Not only does it cause property damage, but it also is a public safety concern. You know, you throw a rock at a cab, that cab could crash, hit a pedestrian, hit you. You know, there's a lot at stake here. It's enough's enough. Smarten up. Be good. Listen to your parents. So, thank you very much. And with that was our last item, so we will move on to adjournment. So, motion to adjourn. Councillor Gluckart moves. Councillor Kunnuk seconds. All in favor. Unanimous in-house and online. Thank you very much, Councillor Matshazi. Thank you, everybody. Once again, thank you to our interpreters, and we will see you next time.